आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स वर्ल्ड न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। रशियन प्रेसिडेंट व्लादिमीर पुतिन टू विजिट इंडिया सून, सेज नेशनल सिक्योरिटी एडवाइजर अजीत डोभाल। US President Donald Trump to meet Russian President next week, says meeting will happen even without Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky talks. Israel Security Cabinet approves Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposal to occupy Gaza City. Cambodia and Thailand reach consensus on ceasefire details. Both sides pledge not to increase forces. An Indian Grandmaster, Arjun Erigesi, and Germany's Vincent Keimer start their campaigns with strong wins on day one at Chennai Grand Masters 2025. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow yesterday. Earlier in the day, Mr. Doval held talks with Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu. Speaking on the occasion, the National Security Advisor said, India has a special and long relationship with Russia, and it values this relationship. He said both sides had high-level engagement, and these engagements have contributed very substantially. The NSA also said Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India soon, and the dates are almost finalized. However, no special date or timeline has been indicated about the visit.
We are very excited and delighted to learn about the visit of His Excellency the President of Russia, President Putin, to India. I think that the dates are almost finalized now. These summit meetings have always been the watershed points. They have always given a new direction to our relations. So I do hope that our this meeting at this point of time will give us some new ideas.
US President Donald Trump said that he would meet with Vladimir Putin even if the Russian leader will not meet with Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Trump's comments followed a statement from Putin earlier in the day that he hoped to meet with Trump next week, possibly in the United Arab Emirates.
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing. So we're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed, yeah.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the White House was still working through the details of any potential meetings. A meeting between Trump and Putin would follow U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff holding talks with Putin in Moscow on Wednesday. Kremlin advisor Yuri Ushakov said that a Trump-Putin meeting could happen as early as next week. Israel's cabinet, security cabinet, has approved the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposal to occupy Gaza City. The cabinet has also adopted five principles for ending the war with Gaza, which includes disarming of Hamas, return of all hostages, living and dead, demilitarization of Gaza, Israeli security control in Gaza, and establishment of a civil administration that is neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority. Official statement said the Israeli Defense Forces will prepare for taking control of Gaza City while distributing humanitarian assistance to the civilian population outside the combat zones. It said the decisive majority of security cabinet ministers believed that the alternative plan that had been submitted to the security cabinet would neither achieve the defeat of Hamas nor the return of the hostages. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum criticized the latest anti-migrant raids in the United States, vowing to protect Mexican nationals staying in the neighboring country. In a press conference, Sheinbaum said these raids are deeply unfair and will severely damage the U.S. economy. According to the Mexican government, from January 20th to August the 1st, more than 75,900 Mexicans were repatriated from the U.S. Sheinbaum said that following the raids in California, staff from Mexican consulates are visiting detention centers to determine how many Mexicans may have been detained. South Korea has launched a task force aimed at establishing a next-generation power grid that will use artificial intelligence to improve efficiency in the power supply. The task force was formed after President Lee Jae-myung called last week for efforts to create an intelligent power grid that connects the entire nation with optimal power generation, storage and consumption, according to the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy. The task force comprises relevant government agencies, including the finance, industry, science and land ministries, as well as public entities such as the Korea Electric Power Corporation and the Korea Power Exchange. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on IX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Cambodia and Thailand reached a consensus on the details of the ceasefire and signed an agreement at the meeting of the General Border Committee yesterday. Officials from Cambodia and Thailand attended the meeting while delegates from the United States, China and Malaysia participated as third-party observers. According to a joint statement following the talks hosted at the Malaysian Ministry of Defence, both sides agreed to a ceasefire involving all types of weapons, pledging to avoid unprovoked firing towards each other's positions or troops, and agreed not to increase forces along the border. Hailing the comprehensive strategic partnership with India, General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Tu Lam, appreciated the positive developments of relations between the two countries in various fields during his meeting with the Indian ambassador, Sandeep Arya, in Hanoi. According to the Indian embassy in Vietnam, the Vietnamese leader also extended his wishes to the Indian people on the occasion of India's 79th Independence Day, conveying his greetings to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi while inviting them for a state visit to the country. He praised the remarkable achievements India has attained in its recent journey, particularly in the fields of socio-economic development, science and technology, and enhancing the country's stature in the region and on the international stage. India has recorded more than 1.31 lakh foreign tourist arrivals, FTAs, for medical purposes from January to April 2025, accounting for approximately 4.1% of the total FTAs during the period. This was stated by Union Minister for Tourism and Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, a report.
Over the past 5 years, Bangladesh has emerged as the top source country for medical tourists with 4.82 lakh arrivals in 2024, followed by Iraq, Somalia, Oman and Uzbekistan. The total FTAs for medical purposes in 2024 stood at 6,44,387, a significant rise from over 1.82 lakh in 2020. The Ministry of Tourism highlighted that the development and promotion of medical tourism are primarily handled by state government and union territory administration, with the central government complementing these efforts through various schemes and initiatives. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare is also actively promoting the Heal in India campaign, fostering public-private partnership to enhance the medical tourism ecosystem, which include hospitals, facilitators, hotels, airlines, and regulatory agencies. To ease access for international patients, the Government of India has extended e-medical visa and e-medical attendant visa facilities to nationals of 171 countries. In Gujarat, state government is promoting medical tourism by registering wellness retreats on the official tourism department website, supporting participation in wellness-focused events, organizing familiarization trips for industry stakeholders, and promoting wellness centers through social media platforms. Payal Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
World number 5 Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi and German Grandmaster Vincent Kaimer got off to a winning start at the Quant Box Chennai Grandmaster 2025 as the prestigious classical tournament in Chennai. Among the most anticipated contests was the All Chennai face-off between local Grandmasters Pranav V and Karthikeyan Murli, which ended in a well-fought draw. In tennis, 18-year-old Canadian wildcard Victoria Mboko stunned four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka 2-6, 6-4, 6-1 to capture her first WTA 1000 title. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit India soon, says National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. US President Donald Trump to meet Russian President next week, says meeting will happen even without Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky talks. Israel's Security Cabinet approves Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposal to occupy Gaza City. And Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi and Germany's Vincent Kaimer start their campaigns with strong wins on day one at Chennai Grandmaster 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.